Well, I am completely shocked that the magistrate in the town of Lira in northern Uganda, on the 3rd of this month, on Tuesday, issued an arrest warrant for me. I'm completely shocked. But on the other hand, knowing the methods that Mr. Museveni, the president of Uganda, uses to silence opposition, to intimidate opposition, and to intimidate the population, I'm not entirely surprised, although I'm shocked.
Ambassador Tunu, you are accused that you said that the government deliberately prolonged the war in the north, talking about the LRA-UPDF war in the north. They are saying that such statement could destabilize the country and is against the law.
I have committed absolutely no crime, but I did speak the truth. And here is what I said. I said that Mr. Museveni possibly rounded up 2 million people in northern Uganda, herded them into concentration camps, imposed on them the most abominable conditions for a period ranging from 15 to 20 years, in which everything was destroyed, the education, the family structure, the health of the community. In one word, Mr. Museveni committed genocide in northern Uganda. I spoke the truth, and I stand by that. Secondly, I said that Mr. Museveni did not wish to end the war with the Lord's Resistance Army. He allowed that to continue, even though he had the capacity and the means to end it, because it was convenient for him. It gave him the cover he needed to prosecute the genocide in northern Uganda, and that in that sense, it was a war of convenience. It is true, and I stand by that. I also said that Mr. Museveni ordered the massacre of more than 30 people in the streets of Kampala last September. This is absolutely true. More than 33 people were massacred, innocent people who were completely unarmed. And I spoke about the Luero Triangle. This is the early 1980s. The theater where Mr. Museveni conducted his guerrilla warfare. I said in that theater, Mr. Museveni and his group committed unbelievable atrocities. No investigation has taken place, and I called for an independent investigation to ensure truth-telling and to ensure accountability. I stand by all those things I said, and all of them are true. And I would be happy to lay out the facts before the Ugandan people.
You also accused the president and his private secretary of giving money and equipment to the rebels. Do you have any empirical proof to back what these accusations that you just enumerated?
Absolutely. On several occasions, Mr. Museveni extended support and material help to the LRA. He provided the LRA with satellite phone, with airtime. He, on several occasions, dispatched people who actually took cash money to the LRA in Sudan, including his private secretary, Ms. Amelia, who took a bag of money to the LRA, and the evidence is available. I'm prepared. To lay out the facts before the Ugandan people and before any court of law. I also said, by the way, which is connected to this, that I've gone all over the world, but I've barely seen the level of corruption which I see today in the court of Mr. Museveni. That corruption wanders the globe, but it comes to sleep in the court of Mr. Museveni. It's unbelievable the way in which they're plundering the country dry. And all Ugandans know this. It's not a secret at all. It's one of the most corrupt regimes in the world today.
You stand a chance of being arrested the moment you set foot in Uganda. Will you be returning to Uganda?
I am abroad right now on a previously arranged set of engagements. My plans have not changed. when I'm done with the program I have abroad, I fully intend and plan to return to Uganda.
Despite the arrest warrant against you?
The arrest warrant is a matter for Mr. Museveni. I don't issue arrest warrant. He does. But my plan is to return to Uganda and continue the work I'm doing, which is to work with the people of Uganda, work with my compatriots in a democratic process to produce change and to remove this corrupt and murderous regime from power. I intend to return to Uganda and to continue that project.